Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today, and Portia is back with us, and we can't wait for you to hear what celebrity journalism we have brewing for you.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Yeah, we're not gossip
we're
people,
journalists.
Okay? But before we get into the tea, child, let's say what's up to our West Coast peeps, Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We are journalists.
That is right, Heidi.
Right.
That is
right.
Put some respect on it.
Right.
Well, later the Grammys have announced their new host, and it's not Kevin Hart. We'll tell you who is hosting an award show for the first time. Mm. Plus, how is Tom Brady getting hyped for this game this weekend? We'll surprise you. But first, Heidi, I heard you got something cooking over there, so tell us what you got. I'm hangry.
Well, I'll tell you who's not cooking, and that is Donald Trump, because he invited the National College Football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House. Now, to commemorate their win and their visit, he decided that he wanted to celebrate with the finest, the quickest, the most tasteful cuisine. Take a look.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you because we have a shutdown? Or do we give you some little quick salads? And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs?
Well, damn, that's a letdown.
Yeah, and the thing I love that you didn't necessarily see in that, but there was a picture online where, and this is sort of like what you do when you're young. Like, you don't have a lot of money, but you still want to have a fancy dinner. So you're having, like, burgers, but you light a bunch of candles still, you know?
Right.
And that's what they did at the White House. They had, like, these fancy candelabras in this really fancy room with fast food.
But anybody knows, when you get invited to a fancy event, that's your chance to eat fancy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I can eat hamburgers.
Right.
I ate a hamburger on my way here to be polite.
Right.
Now I'm ready to eat, filet mignon. Okay.
Filet mignon.
Well, at least take all the burgers out of the boxes and sort them on
plates. Yeah, put them on a platter or something and make it look classy.
Well, who wants to eat all them cold-ass hamburgers? Because, like,
I'm glad he did that. I mean, at least he doesn't seem like a racist president, because I saw a lot of non-black heads in there, and they eating these nice hamburgers or whatever, and that's a good thing.
What race got to do with the hamburgers?
Well, because if that had been black football player up in there, he racist.
Fried chicken.
So everybody knows that the Grammy Awards are coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Finally announced this year's host, and we'll give you a hint. She's a singer. She's married to a producer. But let the video reveal
Kim
the big
Kardashian?
Deal.
Kim
Kardashian?
Yeah.
No. Please, you are going to be the host of the 2019 Grammy Awards.
Are you serious?
Pretty convenient for her to have that second phone there so she can record the reaction.
Yeah!
Yeah, she's not hosting the Oscars because she can't act.
I had no idea I was going to get this phone call, yeah.
Well, I think it's a good idea, though, because she's a Grammy winner. And I think to host the show, 15, instead of doing a comedian who's going to come out there who's never even been in the shoes of those stars on the Grammys, it's like, okay, you have one of your mentors.
She knows how it feels.
A peer that's up there is going to present. So I think it's actually a good idea for Alicia Keys to do it.
Yeah. Grammy people always try to put some comedian, like, in the front. So they're going to try to have her probably doing something funny. So she should just let them know she just want
to
keep it simple and classy. Don't overdo it. You know, don't give her too much to have to try to do where she's trying too hard.
I think she was considered because she did a really great job being a judge on The Voice when she was sitting in for a couple seasons. So I think that's where it's like, hey, let's make her the host. I mean, because she is a great mentor. She's always encouraging to people. Right. She seems like a really good person. So
she won 15 Grammys.
Is it the funniest thing at Alicia Keys' house when she loses her keys? It's like, where's Alicia's keys?
Where's Alicia Keys' keys?
Like, she's here. No, Alicia's keys.
I can't give that to you.
Oh, come on. I would hide Alicia's keys every chance I got.
This is why we don't get invited anywhere, Frank.
Exactly. I guess Well, guys, it's week two of The Bachelor, or as I like to call it, Virgin Quest. Not only did Colton the Virgin Underwood kiss a lot of ladies last night, but there was one lady that stood out, 23-year-old Demi from Texas. She proved she's not on the show to make friends. She's there to catch a man. That's a whole new concept.
What the whole show is based on?
Exactly. Well, what did she do exactly to steal Colton and piss off all the other ladies at the same time? Take a look.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah. Sorry.
Here, I'll give you a hug. Thank you.
I want to show you something.
All right. So what you showing me?
We're going to go upstairs. Let's unbutton this a bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Would you like to come home to this?
Dang.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be a nice way to come home?
This show frustrates the hell out of me. Can't.
You probably are in the closet and watch this show religiously because you love to hate it so much. You're more in the closet than Colton.
I do have that thought.
Him being a virgin?
Here's or why he's a virgin.
See, y'all are being fooled. It's not about him. That move was to trick all the other women. Because she had them crying when really, when she got upstairs, she had on a damn cocktail dress.
It's a psych out.
She was psyching out the other girls.
That's true.
It seemed like dude showed his hand a little bit, too, because, like, if you're a virgin, you're not going to just run off with a chick who's doing something thotty. You know what I mean? Like, he would have probably respected the girl, finished the conversation, and be like, I'll be with you in a minute. But he seemed like he knew what was about to go down, or so he thought.
But hey, Craig, speaking from a fellow virgin, okay? Just because you're a virgin does not mean that you're not still
a fellow virgin. Yeah. You bitch.
Pretty Magdalene.
You got the baby Jesus up in there.
When you do, Christmas?
My name is Mary. Y'all didn't know?
Where's your friend?
Okay, y'all, so we only a couple of weeks away from Super Bowl, and Tom Brady is letting everybody know he is ready to go to the big dance, baby. His team, the New England Patriots, beat the Chargers 41-28, and now only need to beat the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday to make the big game again. And to let the haters and trolls know that he isn't too old to get the job done, he posted this video with a surprising song and his theme music to get hyped during this workout. Take a look.
Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be. And trying to take my life away.
Well, 50 tweeted his approval of Tom's song choice and said, he gonna do it again. He listening to many men and getting his mind right. Hashtag Tom Brady, let's go. Hashtag let your mind do right. Whatever he posts, he always posts that on his social media.
That's alcohol.
It's LeChemin de Roy. It means the king's road.
You better check me, LeChemin de Roy. I was saying let your mind do the Roy.
All right,
so what y'all think of Tom Brady getting hyped up to 50 songs?
I just don't think Tom Brady, like, you know, he doesn't even eat strawberries, so I really don't think he listens to 50 Cent.
It's so funny how Tom Brady, like, on the field, he looks so badass, like, the scowl, but then when he's, like, on his phone, he's like, hey, guys, so how are you doing? Working out, still here.
Phone conversations with TTFN.
Yeah.
supposing to trying to dumb down his peen praise. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
So,
it is time for the PNP news.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, we're going to pop this segment off. Let's talk about Pete Davidson. Now, he's dealing with a big problem that a lot of guys probably wouldn't mind having. He's trying to stop the praise of Little Peter.
So he doesn't want us to talk about his Peter Piper?
No, but here we go. So he wants to make sure that everybody knows that his Johnson really isn't that big.
Why would he want to debunk that rumor?
Most people want to be like, yes. There's been an ongoing problem for him after his ex-fiance Ariana Grande joked that he's packing a strong 10 inches. And then she wrote huge in her burn book on that video that she did for Thank You Next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So recently at a show, Pete said, I don't like that she talked all that for my penis. Everything's huge to her. Like, why would she tell everyone that I have a huge penis so that every girl sees my for the rest of my life is, like, disappointed?
Yeah. Because she's so little. Everything is probably big to her.
Exactly.
Like, so when a black girl sees this thing, she's like,
right. Where the rest of them inches?
Where's the huge at? Yeah.
And she can eat a Subway footlong for 2 days.
Right. That's true.
She's a young girl.
Exactly. Yeah, she's a young girl. She don't know no better.
She show them, don't lie. Mm-hmm. Girl, Pete got a big old girl.
You don't tell that.
He should never go ahead. She's like, no, he don't go. He ain't got nothing, girl.
Right. Huh? Oh,
well, not all Pete's in Hollywood have good problems like Pete Davidson, y'all. Portia, your boy, and former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Pete Thomas just apologized to black women everywhere after getting dragged on the internet for trying to tell us how to wear our hair, honey.
Just
take a look at the video, the one that got him in trouble anyway.
I love women. Love black women. Oh, my God, I love y'all. Okay? But I also love black women to wear their natural hair. I don't like to see people darker than me. Black as me. Okay? Woman. Okay? Wearing blonde hair. Or honey blonde hair. And it's not even done right. It's just crazy. It looks like you're wearing a up hat. And when you're walking around with that, and them other people that's their see y'all, you gotta know that they're laughing at y'all.
Well, huge mistake, bro. But you know, black women didn't let that thing slide.
No, they did not.
We got him together real quick. And this is what Peter had to say after he got checked by the black girl, Magic Massive.
2 days ago, I put up a post, and I saw someone, I didn't like the way it looked, and all my sisters out there light my ass up. And I talked to a couple of them that I respect, and they broke it down to me. You know what I'm saying? And I was wrong. As a black man, I was wrong. I don't know what she was going through that day, okay?
They done beat his ass back to Jamaica.
Yeah.
I don't know what she going through. I don't know. I shouldn't have done that.
And it stressed him out that his vision got bad. He had glasses on.
Right.
He was even more bold.
Right.
So does he have that much to lose, honey? He had to apologize like that, talking about she could have been going through a bad day. If you saw a black woman with a damn blonde weave or a blonde hair on, what was she going through? She was wearing a hat.
She wondered what her hair that way. Yeah, right. Why she got to be going through something?
It's probably
still reading that bag. You're right. Leave us alone. We'll say nothing about you and how you do what you do.
Right.
But, like, all things ain't for old people, because I'll even say it sometimes, too. Like, yo, like, yeah, that outfit ain't for you, sis.
But you ain't never going on social media and say it.
Nah, because I know better.
You're smarter than
that. Yeah, you are.
Exactly.
I feel the black massive. I feel the black magic massive.
All right, y'all. Up next, we'll reveal exactly how diverse Katy Perry's humping skills are right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, we all know that Katy Perry is somewhat of a wild girl. I mean, she did kiss a girl and liked it, right?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be no surprise that she was in a lot of trouble back in the days. Now, when she was 12 years old, she was suspended from a Christian school for misbehaving.
What'd she do?
Oh. Now, it has to do with a tree and Tom Cruise. And for fun, Katie had her mom read the suspension report on her Insta stories to tell us all about it. Take a look.
At the 2 p.m. recess, Katie and four other students were in a, quote, off-limits area behind the backboards practicing a skit. Katie pretended that a tree was Tom Cruise and began to make, oh, my God, sexual motions, pelvic thrust to the tree.
She kissed the tree and she liked it.
I guess she did, honey.
She humped the tree and she liked it.
I hope she didn't get poked if it was a real one. You know them real trees be poking.
She was doing pelvic thrust, okay? She got a...
Splinter. But wasn't that daddy a preacher or something? She come from a Christian background.
Yes. Oh, but yo, but them PKs be the thottiest
ones. The worst ones. Yes, ones.
As a person who spent a little bit of time in Catholic school, I will let you know.
Yeah, they really do. They should have on pants just like the boys.
Okay.
No.
Because they be one length before we leave the house.
Right.
And then once you get to school, you tight your own up.
Now, what's the craziest thing y'all ever got suspended for?
I ain't never got suspended. My mom would have killed me.
I never got suspended, but I definitely got snatched out of a Christmas party.
What'd you do?
We were having a Christmas party, and you know how you see on TV, they normally say, be this far apart from your partner. Well, this was a bump and grind Christmas party, honey. We was all like this and that. Ooh. Baby, my mom came up there to drop off some cupcakes.
Ooh.
Snatched my butt right out of the Christmas party.
Right on up, honey.
They didn't. From those previous pictures I saw you, I could tell you was hiding fast.
Yeah, we were doing the dirty dancing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now you're pregnant.
Yeah. From then.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Now, Portia, you know and I know that we both addicted to purses, girl, and we switch them up when the seasons change, and I have the best bag for you to try, girl. It is the Nicole Miller New York Alexa handbag.
It's stylish, Brad, but what makes it so special?
Well, it has interior slip pockets and zipper pockets to hold all the things a girl needs, and it also has double handles, which makes the bag easy to hold. And, Portia, if you have your hands full, you can adjust the straps to wear the bag across your body.
Miss Portia likes different colors, honey. Does it come in different colors? Because you know she likes to coordinate some of the stuff she wears, like what she got on the day.
Yes, Gary, it comes in black, slate gray, forest green, and merlot, darling.
Now, Brad, how much does a bag like this cost? Because you know Portia got to save her coins for little PJ's college
fund. Got that right.
Well, the Nicole Miller New York Alexa handbag normally costs $98, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$34.
$34.
I don't have to steal y'all.
I got Nicole's name on the front.
Okay, just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out what a fireman did to spark up an unusual proposal to his girlfriend. Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You know, I never understand prank proposals. It's when a man proposes to a woman after he scares her half to death in a lot of cases. Well, there was a firefighter out here in California who decided to propose to his girlfriend by thinking that her house was burning down. He had her mom set up all the smoke alarms in the house to make his girlfriend think, oh, my God, there's a fire. There's a fire. Mom, there's a fire. They call the fire department. He shows up in the fire truck to put out the fire. And instead of putting out a fire, he gets down on his knee and proposes.
And then we all had to pull over to the side of the road so you could rush to your proposal.
Right.
Thanks a lot for that. Yeah. Maybe you could actually go fight a fire.
I don't like pranks. I'm not a prankster. I don't. That would have probably ended our relationship.
Don't you think when anybody has, you know, asked you to marry them, it's an automatic prank? Like,
joke's on them. I don't get it. What do you mean? Marry you how? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I was hoping it was a prank when the pregnancy test said she was pregnant again, but no, it wouldn't. So it looks like I'm married.
You didn't do any big elaborate thing?
No, hell no. I mean, I married her because she let her health insurance lapse while she was pregnant with my second child. And I was like, you did what?
You need to remarry her all over again and do it properly.
How about I prank her and she thinks I'm going to marry her all over again, then I don't.
I'm surprised you don't get your throat slit in the middle of the night. I really am.
Will you make me a sandwich?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.